USA News, I'm Dave Collins. According to Israel Defense Forces, the death toll from the Palestinian attack is now up to 350. The military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict, and nearly 2,000 have been wounded. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attack. In an earlier statement, Trump also said Israel has a right to defend itself. President Biden also released a statement saying there's no justification for terrorist attacks and Israel has a right to defend its people. The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people. The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000. Hawaiian officials plan to reopen West Maui to tourists this weekend.
Residents of Lahaina are slowly cleaning up, getting their lives back together, and trying to move forward after the devastating wildfires in early August. But many of those residents say their grief is still too fresh to welcome a surge of visitors. Many community members say residents are still mourning their losses and need more time to heal after the fires leveled the town of Lahaina and left 97 people dead.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The defense ministry says Turkish forces neutralized 58 Kurdish militants with airstrikes in northern Syria. Conflicts in the region have escalated nearly a week after a bomb attack in Ankara. The Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for last Sunday's bombing that wounded two police officers and killed the two attackers. The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up for its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange. He's facing 100 years in prison. First-class mail could cost you even more.
The United States Postal Service says it wants to raise the price of stamps another 2 cents starting next January to 68 cents. The cost of stamps has increased 16 cents since 2019. The proposal, which must be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, comes as first-class mail volume fell 3% last year to its lowest level in 50 years. First-class mail accounted for just over $24 billion in revenue last year. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Authorities make a gruesome discovery at a funeral home in a small Colorado town. At least 115 decaying bodies were found after a foul smell was reported at a building in Fremont County. The funeral home is under investigation as officials work to identify the bodies and notify families. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.